Unit 17. Accidents. Page 120. 1. Talking about what's wrong with you.
Ah!
Oh, are you all right?
Yes, I think so.
Are you sure? That was quite a nasty fall.
Yes, I don't know what happened. I think I just tripped.
Yes, you need to be careful. Can you stand up all right?
Yes, I think so. Ow! Ow!
Maybe you should have that arm looked at. It might be broken.
No, it'll be all right. It's probably just bruised.
It doesn't look like it to me. Honestly, I really think you should have it x-rayed. You don't want to be walking round with a broken arm.
Yes, maybe you're right. It is quite painful.
Shall I get you a cab to take you to the hospital?
Would you mind?
No, of course not. Just sit there for a minute and I'll see if I can get one. I'll be back in a second.
Okay, thanks. I really appreciate it.
Unit 17, page 122. Stuart.
I've got a horrible scar on my back. I got it at school when I was about 13 or 14. I was playing rugby, and I was trying to get the ball when suddenly I felt this awful pain on my back. I screamed in pain and could feel blood running down my back. One of the players in the other team had scratched me really hard with his really long nails. I was really angry about it.
Chris.
When I was 18, I went out to a club in Boston with some friends to celebrate my birthday. We had a few drinks and the music was really good, so we all started dancing. I was dancing and having a really great time. But then I slipped over on a drink someone had spilled and somehow put my hand through a window. It really hurt. I had to go to hospital and have 8 stitches. I've still got the scar today.
Katie.
I've got a horrible scar on my right knee. When I was younger, I was trying to learn to skateboard. And one day I was skateboarding downhill when I suddenly realised I didn't really know how to stop. So I just put my knee down and hoped that would work. It was incredibly painful and the wound went through to the bone.
Will, when I was 5 or 6, I was playing outside with a friend from the neighbourhood. And when it started getting dark, I ran inside my house to get a coat. I put it on and put my hands in my pockets to keep warm. I was running back outside and I tripped on a step. I couldn't stop myself because my hands were in my coat pockets. And I hit my forehead on one of the steps. It was horrible. There was blood everywhere. My uncle took me to hospital and I had to have 5 stitches. Zeynep.
One day, when I was 11 or 12, we went to the beach. I went out into the water and was sitting on one of those wooden things you get in the water sometimes. The ones you lie on or rest on after you've been swimming. There were lots of people around, and next to me was a little girl who wasn't very good at swimming. I remember someone pushing her off the wooden thing, and I remember her screaming. I managed to catch her okay, but she was so scared that she bit me really hard on the shoulder. It really hurt. I've still got a mark there today.
Barney.
When I was about 8 or 9, I was showing off to some friends of mine in the swimming pool and decided to jump in backwards. I didn't jump back far enough and hit my chin on the side of the pool. I only got a small cut, but there was blood everywhere. I had to go to hospital and have about 5 stitches. The worst thing was the injection for the local anaesthetic. The doctor did it into my chin bone. Ouch.
Unit 17, page 124. 2. While you listen. Conversation 1.
Have we got everything now? Can we go home?
Yes, almost. I just need to go into this shop. I want to get a present for Anna. It's her birthday on Wednesday.
Okay, but let's make it quick.
Do you think she'll like this?
I don't know. Maybe. What is it?
What do you mean, what is it? It's a vase, isn't it? Men. Honestly, you've got no idea.
How much is it?
I don't know. Let me have a look. Oh, no, it's £80.
£80 for that? It probably only holds one flower.
It is very nice, though.
Don't be silly. Let's just put it back.
Okay. Careful. Vernon!
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I thought I had it.
What seems to be the problem?
I'm really sorry. I don't know what I was doing. It just slipped from my fingers as I was putting it back on the shelf. I'm really sorry.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to pay for it.
Pay for it? You're joking, aren't you? Aren't you covered by insurance for that kind of thing?
I'm sorry, sir, but it does say very clearly on the sign over there, any breakages must be paid for.
But it's £80.
I'm sorry, but those are the rules, and we can't afford to have things broken like that. We lose money.
Do you think I can afford it? It was an accident.
I'm sorry, sir. Would you like me to call the manager?
Oh, Vernon, let's just pay for it. I'll pay with my card.
I can't believe this.
I know, but these things happen. Forget about it.
£80. I'll have to give you the money later.
Don't worry about it. I'll pay for half. It was partly my fault.
Okay, yes, I suppose. I mean, thanks. But, Jenny, £80. It's such a waste of money.
I know, but that's life.
Conversation 2.
Would you like another drink before we go?
No, I'm fine. I've still got quite a bit left here.
Okay. Do you mind if I just go and ask for another one?
No. Oh, of course not. Go ahead.
Oh, no! Sorry. Oh, no. Let me get a cloth. Excuse me. Could you bring us a cloth? We spilled some wine. Lisa, I'm really sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, no, it's gone on your dress.
It's all right. It's not too bad. I'll just rub some salt in it. It'll come out in the wash.
Are you sure? It's such a lovely dress. I'll pay to get it cleaned.
Don't be silly. It's fine. It's only a couple of drops. It'll be fine. It's quite an old dress anyway.
I just feel bad. I wanted us to have a really great evening.
Forget about it. These things happen. I'm having a lovely time.
Okay. I can be so clumsy sometimes. I'm sorry. Shall we just go?
Yes, let's. And don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, let me get your coat. Oh, no. I'm really sorry.